Ah, the podcast you're about to hear, we recorded in beautiful Aspen, Colorado. We've been out there a bunch, and the shows we do there are incredibly fun for us because the Aspen Music Festival is just packed with alumni of our show. Naturally, we bring a few of them back to dazzle us yet again on the air. You'll hear a few of our favorite alums right now. Enjoy.
From NPR.
It's From the Top.
Celebrating the power of music.
In the hands of America's kids.
Here's our host, one of America's finest concert pianists, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Thank you and welcome. Today we're honored to be once again the guests of the Aspen Music Festival and School and to be performing in the great acoustics of Harris Concert Hall next to the famous music tent. The festival is not only one of the most celebrated summer music gatherings in the world, it's held in one of the most beautiful places on earth, Aspen, Colorado, high in the magnificent Rocky Mountains. It's an incredible spot to make and listen to music, and the number of concerts that the festival puts on each week is more dizzying than the altitude. Then there's the endless stream of talented kids studying here. They come from all across America and many from around the world to study with the faculty that Aspen attracts. So today, we'll be hearing quite a bit about Aspen, its atmosphere and its pedagogy. Like from the young piano trio up first on the program, whose members seem to have soaked up the Aspen vibe quite well, even though they're tried and true New Yorkers. We have from Queens, Qingyu Chen, 14-year-old violinist, and Juan Li, 17-year-old pianist, and from Manhattan, McIntyre Tabak, 16-year-old cellist. Qingyu, please tell us what you've brought to kick off our show.
We'll be playing the first movement of the Brahms Piano Trio No. 1 in B major.
When you're all set, I'm going to turn pages here and we'll take it from the top.
Thank you.
The opening movement of the Brahms Piano Trio No. 1 in B Major, performed by three teenagers from New York City who are studying this summer here at the Aspen Music Festival and School. Qingyu Chen, violin, McIntyre, Tabak, cello, and Huan Li, piano. These guys all attend Juilliard Pre-College. They're coached as a trio here at Aspen by Derek Atkins and Rita Sloan. You know, that is one of the most beautiful movements in all of chamber music, but what a lot of people don't know is, and what you did so magnificently, is you have this boundlessly warm and lyrical melody, and that is juxtaposed with Brahms's very frenetic, you know, allegro con brio marking, and so you tread that line so beautifully and are well rewarded at the end by Brahms's Tranquillo, where we get to relish and wallow. It's just fantastic.
Thank you. Loved hearing you guys play that piece.
So, three real New Yorkers in bucolic Aspen. Let's talk about that.
Aspen is a life to live. See how much there is to give.
Here are some things real New Yorkers do. Kvetching. Huan Li, what do you kvetch about here in Aspen?
Bus schedule. Yeah. Here, the bus comes every 20 minutes. But in New York, the bus comes like 3 minutes. Yeah. If I miss the bus, I need to stand there and then for another 20 minutes. But the point is, the bus, sometimes they're late. More than 20 minutes.
So are you late for rehearsals and stuff? I mean...
Nope.
That's good.
Nope.
But the only way you're on time is how?
I have to leave from my dorm 2 hours before the rehearsal time. If the rehearsal is at 10 a.m., I have to leave at 8, in case to make sure I'm not late.
Good fetching. Very good. Okay, Qingyu, how about gossiping, New York gossiping? Is there some of that going on in Aspen?
Our cellist, lovely cellist over here, I feel that he instills a lot of trust in all of us, so then we do give him some girl advice, because he's such a hopeless romantic.
Oh,
aww.
Really? Okay.
Aww.
So you ladies are pitching in to keep advice to the lovelorn here?
To the lovely
yes.
Mac.
Right. Mac, are they doing a good job?
Not too sure.
How about your thing about New York? Chinese takeout. How does Aspen do in that department?
Not too much in the city, but Qingyu's mom does a pretty good job of feeding us.
Well, okay. There's always a solution.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, so you guys are solidly New York, but you've become pretty good Aspenites, too. All three of you are loving the atmosphere here and the great outdoors. Mac, I understand, in addition to biking everywhere with a cello on your back, you've kind of performed the role of nature guide, yes?
Well, I grew up fishing in Wisconsin, and I still think it's crazy that people here have been kind of either stuck in a practice room or just in a city for so long that they don't know, like, they really don't know anything. And they trip over stuff and all of that. So I've been taking whoever wants to go kind of down to the river near our campus.
That's great. So you are really a nature guide. Pat yourself
best.
On the back. You're really good. Qingyu, you're doing serious physical workouts here, and for a very ambitious reason.
I aspire to be 5'5".
So do you strap yourself to a rack at night or something? Or what are you doing to get this height now?
I'm 5'1 now, so I am swimming almost 1.5 hours to 2 hours every day.
It's very good stretching.
Yeah.
There you go.
Better than being on a raft or whatever.
I think so. I think with your diligence and enthusiasm, you'll probably be 6'5 before way too long. You've all been to Aspen before. Huan Li, talk about what happens at the end of the summer.
Oh, I was here last summer, and when I went back to New York, right after I stepped off the airplane, I miss Aspen already.
Yeah. That's what always happens.
It's like a second home for me, so, yeah.
Well, you're very welcome here in your home, and we hope to see you again soon. Thanks for that beautiful Brahms.
Thank you.
Very good. Qingyu Chen, 14 years old, McIntyre Tabak, 16, and Huan Li, 17.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at fromthetop.org. Over the last 8 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded over $2 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more.
Our second performer is a very self-possessed and polite 16-year-old from Hinsdale, Illinois, named Lucy Tico. But we're going to see a different side of her personality when she picks up her cello now. Lucy, while I head back to the piano, introduce the piece you and I are playing and tell everyone what I mean when I talk about a different side.
Well, we're going to be playing David Popper's Serenade No. 2, or Spanish Dance. And it's a very charming piece, but it definitely has some, I would say, macho or egotistical aspects to it. So I'm really going to try to pull that off, and I hope you enjoy it.
Lucy Tico, 16-year-old cellist from Hinsdale, Illinois, playing David Popper's Serenade No. 2, Spanish Dance. Nice going there, macho man.
No, that's, you too. Yeah.
Such character and such freedom. It's such
Thank
a joy
you.
To play that with you. Cellos are infamously difficult to travel with. They don't fit in every car, and on an airplane you typically have to buy a seat for them. But you, young lady, took a cello on a long hike with your family. How did you accomplish that?
Well, this was in New Zealand about 5 years ago, and I was actually on a trip for, it was about a two-week trip, and then right when I got back, I had a seating audition. This is my first year with the Chicago Youth Symphony. So obviously I was nervous, I felt like I needed to practice, but we were going on hikes and I didn't really know what to do, so what we did is we contacted a family friend of ours who's who does some carpenter work, and we asked any way you can, we gave him my cello, any way you can sort of do a model of this, but a foldable version, and he rose to the task and created one, and it fits up in a yoga bag. You can fold it all up, We took the yoga bag on our hike, and it all worked out.
So you got to practice in those beautiful mountains of New Zealand.
Yes, very inspiring.
Wow, amazing. New Zealand sounds just incredible, but you're a serious traveler beyond that. As a matter of fact, you've just come back from another big trip. Where were you?
Yeah, I was just in China with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. This is my second tour with them, and it's just so much fun to be 2 weeks in a place that's totally new to me, culture totally new, and then with all of my friends there with me. So everything about it was a new experience. It was fantastic, everything from the food to the concerts to just spending time with my friends.
Now, you're too modest to talk about how that audition went, the seating audition, but you are indeed the co-principal cellist of the CYSO. What's that experience like for you, a big leadership position like that?
The core of the orchestra is everybody, so I think that it's all a team effort. It's really incredible what we can do when we work together. And I've been in the orchestra since I was in sixth grade. And I think that every year the orchestra changes when people graduate, and every year new friends come in, and it's just, I love watching how everybody works together. It's much the same here in Aspen. I'm inspired by everybody around me and how we can collaborate to make something so magnificent.
Yeah. So, you know, do you think you'd like to be in a professional orchestra in the future?
Yes, I do, but not just any professional orchestra. I'm actually particularly interested in working for some kind of a larger production, so another media. I'd love to be part of an opera or part of a musical theater production, and I'm also very enthusiastic about movie soundtracks.
Yeah,
so.
Great. So we'll see you in L.A., if you're in the pit, make sure you're waving out to us so all your new fans can say hello. Great being with you, Lucy.
Yes, thank you so much.
Gorgeous.
Such a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank
you. Lucy Tico, 16 years old from Hinsdale, Illinois. Now a solo performance by one of the finest young violinists in China. How do we know that? Because he was on a show we did in Beijing a couple of years ago. Here in Aspen, studying with Paul Cantor this summer, please welcome 18-year-old Jiang Iliang. Iliang, I know this is your very first time in the United States. After this summer at Aspen, will you be going back to China?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What are you going to do there?
And I'll go into college this year and stay in Shanghai one more year. Next year, I might come to America.
Great. Going to go to college here. Fantastic. Coming to Aspen from the enormous city of Shanghai must be a big change. What's the biggest difference that you've noticed?
Well, air quality.
Air quality.
When I just arrived here, I breathe. Smells like heaven.
Yes, indeed. I gotta say, not all of the United States is as beautifully clear as Aspen is, but I hear you there. Yang, what will you play for us?
Isai Solo Sonata Number 3.
Very good. Stage is yours. Thank you. We heard the ballade for solo violin by Eugene Izai, played by Zhang Yilang, 18-year-old violinist at Aspen this summer before attending Shanghai Conservatory this fall.
Our fabulous host, Christopher O'Reilly, along with the renowned cellist Matt Heimovitz, has just released a new album featuring the complete Beethoven sonatas, all recorded on period instruments. It's called Beethoven Period. Find it at oxingalerecords.com.
Support for From the Top comes from this and other radio stations, and from U.S. Trust, who believes that the arts play a vital role in stimulating the hearts and imaginations of our country's best young musicians, as well as NPR listeners. From New England Conservatory of Music, where young artists and teachers are committed to transforming classical music. Online at necmusic.edu. And from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, whose mission is to advance the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jkcf.org. This is NPR.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from Harris Concert Hall at the Aspen Music Festival and School in Aspen, Colorado. Coming up, Chopin played by an outstanding young pianist from Korea, now studying in New York and here in Aspen. From the Top's residency at the Aspen Music Festival has been made possible with generous support from the Tippett Rise Fund of the Sidney E. Frank Foundation. Special thanks to Susan Beckerman. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Thanks, Joanne. Coming to Aspen is like old home week for us. There are so many musicians around here who have been on our show that yesterday, of course, we had a big alumni picnic. One of our favorite picnic attendees is joining me on stage, now 19 and studying at the Colburn School in Los Angeles. This is flutist Anthony Triunfo. Anthony, tell our audience what we're going to play together.
Today, we will be playing the first movement of the Sonata for Flute and Piano, Undine, by Carl Reinecke.
Anthony, as you mentioned, this movement is subtitled Undine. Tell us who Undine is.
Undine is a water elemental, a water spirit, or a mermaid. And in this story, Undine is sent to the human world in order to gain a soul through true love. And in this movement, the first movement, it paints the picture of the underwater world in which she lives in, with golden castles and floors covered with pearls.
Thank you.
Anthony Trionfo, 19 years old, our flutist studying at the Colton School in Los Angeles, playing the first movement of the Sonata for Flute and Piano by Carl Reinecke. Well, I think we have to share with our audience the unfair advantage that you have with this piece, Anthony. I mean, because I've never heard anybody really take every opportunity, every moment for really telling the story. But I believe this is mostly due not just to your wonderful musicianship, but your obsession with mermaids.
That is true. Yeah? That is very true. I am obsessed with mermaids. I've been obsessed since as long as I can remember, and one of my earliest childhood memories is going to Disneyland and seeing Ariel for the first time. And I remember hugging her so hard, and my parents had to pry me off of her. It was embarrassing. And I mean, I'm still obsessed. This past Christmas, I got a mermaid Barbie doll as a gag gift. But they thought it was a joke, yeah. But I loved it the most. For my birthday, my roommate of the time got me a Ken doll with an attachable mermaid tail. So now I have a merman.
As I mentioned, you're one of our favorite alums, but you were also one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artists. And you made really great use of that cash award. Tell everyone what you did.
I did. I used a lot of it for travel to and from college auditions and for flights to competitions. I also used it to pay for my high school education at the Interlochen Arts Academy. And then I used it for copious amounts of music and a recording device and, yeah, just a lot of beautiful things.
No mermaid paraphernalia in there?
That's not allowed in the contract.
Oh, my gosh. Must have killed you. You have such fortitude. Anthony, you were last on our show a little over 2 years ago when you were still studying at the Interlochen Arts Academy as a high school student. Now that you're at a great college-level conservatory, is there a difference?
Oh, yeah, there's a huge difference. The learning curve for me was really hard to overcome at first. I remember transitioning teachers. My teacher in college now, Jim Walker, is very tough, and I remember I came into a lesson one time with an entire sonata learned, and I did all right, and I got through the entire sonata, and he didn't say a word, and then at the end, he was just like, okay. So I stared at him, and I was like, well, what do you want me to do, you know, because that's what teachers are supposed to do. And then he said, basically, I just have to find my own musical inspiration and search for my phrasing and my all of that myself, and compared to high school, a lot of that is spoon-fed to you, but now you have to take that step to become your own artist.
Yeah, well, clearly, I mean, with this Reinecke performance, mm-hmm. I've never heard anybody play that piece like you,
oh,
and that
you.
Comes all from yourself, and how great is that? So a lot of wonderful changes happening in your life, but over the last 5 years, some of those changes have been very, very difficult. Would you share some of that with us?
Sure, yeah, a lot has happened in the past 5 years that have been great. Well, also in the past 5 years, you know, I've lost both of my parents, which was very tough. But through that, I've learned a lot, and I've come to be in a new situation with a wonderful new family who I met while attending Interlochen through Audrey Watkins, who is a fellow from the Top alum.
Yeah.
So shout out to her.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
So how did you end up with Audrey's family? What happened?
Well, after I heard the news, there was a lot of legal stuff to be settled, and they immediately flew out and began to help me with all of that, which was amazing. And from that, they, you know, invited me to just live with them and become part of their family. And I'd been doing so the past few years, you know, visiting their house for breaks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was very natural, and it was just very easy.
Tell everybody about what you call the most important and shortest conversation you've ever had.
Well, that would be talking to Elizabeth Watkins, Audrey's mom, about living with her. And it was like two sentences. It was like, do you want to live with us? And I was like, yes, sure.
Yes.
So very simple,
yeah.
For a complicated matter.
We talked to Elizabeth Watkins about the feelings that led to her inviting you to join the family.
My first reaction, how I felt when I heard about Anthony his mom passing away, was one of just sadness for any kid who has their mom pass away. and concern for him, knowing that he was about to be graduating from high school. And that is such an uncertain time in anybody's life. And you don't want that for anybody else. So I guess, you know, sadness and concern were my main feelings.
And now you have sisters. You've got Audrey and who else?
There's Audrey, there's Claire, and there's Meredith. So there's three sisters. And I grew up as an only child, but transitioning into that household, there's now always conversation. It's sometimes hard to get away from. a lot of talk of pop culture and the Kardashians and who, you know, who's dating who in the Hollywood world. And it's a lot of fun, though. I really love it.
It's a lot of fun. And so great to have that wealth of love to support you. Yeah. Well, you have a whole new family here to support you now. Yeah, We're all just in love with your playing and wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony Triunfo, 19 years old, living with the Watkins family in Worthington, Ohio, and studying at the Colvin School in Los Angeles.
Our alumni like Anthony go on to do incredible things. Many of them are now in professional orchestras, some are touring soloists, some are in business, and one works at the White House. Check out our blog at fromthetop.org, where we regularly post alumni updates. Chris.
Up next, a fantastic 17-year-old pianist from Seoul, South Korea, now studying at the Juilliard Pre-College Division in New York. Taek-gi Lee will perform the Chopin Nocturne, Opus 48, Number 1, in C minor.
Thank you.
Taiki Lee, 17-year-old pianist, now living in South Kent, Connecticut, performing Chopin's Nocturne, Opus 48, number 1. That was just gorgeous. I just loved hearing you
play.
Thank you very much. I've loved watching you work it this week, and you're just a joy and an honor to see at work. I want to tell our audience that you've already fared quite well in some major competitions, having won, for instance, this year's Hastings International Piano Competition in London. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Taiki, how did you come to this country? Tell everyone.
Before I came to America, I was studying in the preparatory school for Korea National University of Art with my current professor, Kang, and he was suddenly appointed to the faculty member of the Juilliard School. It was very fantastic news for everyone, but not for me, because I really wanted to study with him more, but he had to leave Korea, so I was trying to find a solution to study with him, and the only solution that I had was to come to the Juilliard Pre-College Division, and I just decided to come. But if I
nice,
knew...
Nice of you to, you know, bite the bullet on that and take the hard choice, yeah.
Well, I really didn't know that it's a hard choice. If I knew how it is very hard to live here, then I think I couldn't probably come here.
I know. What do you find difficult in particular coming
Everything
here?
Was very hard for me, but especially English. Because, yeah, of course, we also study English in Korea, but it was very hard for me to live here and, like, attend, like, American schools, I mean. So also they have a lot of homework, so I had to spend like more than 3 hours every day for homework, and it was very strange for me because I've never done it before.
So. Wait, in Korea they don't have homework?
They sometimes have, but not always, like American schools.
Somebody should have told me this. Maybe I can finally graduate high school. Go to Korea. I think that's wonderful. So you had lots of time to practice, I guess, and it's time now to, it's hard to juggle all of the
Yeah, I had to change my life pattern, so.
Wow. Very, very difficult. We talked earlier to some fellow Juilliard kids who love the outdoors here in Aspen. What do you love about the Aspen Music Festival?
In Aspen, there are very great concerts happening every night, every day, and it's free for our students, so I can go and just listen to our great masters playing, and it inspires me a lot, so it's very great. But not only the great playing, but because here is very beautiful, and when you are in the music tent, when sunset comes in, and it just becomes very bright, and it's very natural, and it's very beautiful. So well I think said. It's a very great place to enjoy music study, and yeah, I really love to be here.
It's a great environment, great atmosphere.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're doing your share of inspiration yourself, and so we thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Taiki Lee, 17-year-old pianist from Seoul, now studying in New York as well as here at Aspen this summer. We're going to close out the show with three more alumni studying here at the Aspen Festival and School this summer, playing a spirited piece by Giancarlo Menotti, the finale of his suite for two cellos and piano. Our two cellists are Ann Richardson, 17, from Louisville, Kentucky, and Zlatimir Fung, 15 years old, from Westboro, Massachusetts. The pianist is 18-year-old Zarina Zhang from San Diego, now in New York, studying at Juilliard. Serena, when you came on our show for the first time, you were the youngest performer we'd ever featured at the age of 8. And we've watched you continue to work with such discipline all through your teenage years. What's your dream for the future?
You know, my dream is to become an award-winning movie director and a best-selling author of mafia fiction.
Oh, nice.
And have a fabulous musical career.
Right. Well, you're already well on your way. I understand yesterday, while we were eating pizza, you were off winning a local competition here at the festival. So congratulations
Thank
there.
Thank you very much.
You're award-winning for the week. This Menotti is a great way to end our show. I want to thank all our great young performers and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. When you guys are ready, we'll take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Bagley and Tim Banker, with music director Tom Vinieri. The tour producer is David Balsam, and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Willett, with Dan Hallis and John Servies. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and from the May Family Foundation, supporting Fountain House, committed to providing opportunities for people with mental illness to live, work, and learn through a community of mutual support. More information is available at fountainhouse.org. And from Emily and Antoine Van Ochtmail, supporting New Futures, which works to help low-income DC area youth graduate from community college or certificate programs and become financially self-sufficient. Information is available at newfuturesdc.org.
This is Christopher O'Reilly, and I hope you had fun listening to this week's podcast. As you might imagine, making From the Top happen week after week costs quite a bit of dough. If you believe in what we do, we really need you to help us out. Make a contribution of any size at fromthetop.org. And now for a little bonus content, my break piece from the show. This is At Dawn by Cyril Scott.